Chapter 57 Ballast would hold the bridge, but somehow signals got crossed. Hennessy ordered track ballast. He kept getting coal. I wonder how that happened. The wrecker swung into the cab through the open back and whipped a knife from his boot. Suspecting a backup weapon identical to the sword he had ruined, Bell swiftly drew his Browning and pulled the trigger. But the automatic had suffered one too many douses of mud and water. It jammed. He heard the wrecker's knife click. The telescoping blade flew out and struck him before he could move in the confined space. It was no flesh wound, but a terrible thrust below Bell's shoulder. Stunned, wondering if the sword had punctured his lung, Bell reached under his jacket. He felt warm blood on his hand. He couldn't focus his eyes. The wrecker was standing over him, and Bell was surprised to discover that he had collapsed to the footplate.